This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, welcome back. And thanks for making the show part of your day. G&D out and about and on the road. A little Friday field trip at the Atlas Brewworks in Alexandria on Mandeville Lane. We're over by the AMC Hoffman, if you're familiar with the area. Stop by, check out Atlas's 15 taps, dozens of TVs, plus delicious pizza and awesome wings. We're here until 6:30. It's Atlas Brewworks, brand new in Alexandria. For more information, go to thefandc.com. We want to get the latest on the Browns. Let's get some scouting in, and let's talk to one of our favorite folks at our sister station in Cleveland. Let's get after it. Jeff Phelps, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, joins us. So, Jeff, I guess let's just start with the State of the Union. How bad are things for the 1-3 Browns right now?
How bad do you want them to be, guys?
Very bad. As bad as possible.
Well, yeah, it's someone else's turn besides us.
By God, you got it. let's see. Last game of the guys that you expected to be starting on the offensive line at the beginning of the year, one of them was. That was Joel Bitonio. He was at left guard. Jedrick Wills coming back from a knee injury. He's been a mess. Ethan Posick at center. He went out during the game. Wyatt Teller's out. He's on IR for at least four games. And Jack Conklin's not back yet. And DeJuan Jones has been back and playing right tackle, but he appears to be out of shape and maybe not as motivated as he was. So we're down to 20% on an offensive line, guys, but it might be better on Sunday.
Other than that, though, your line's been awesome.
Yeah, it's been on fire, right?
we've had way too much fun lately. I will tell you that. The team was expected to do well. I think we had one of our guests this week. I said, what's a bigger surprise? That the Browns are 1-3 or the Commanders are 3-1? And they said, oh, that's a really good question. And they took the Browns. More of a surprise at 1-3 than the Commanders at 3-1. For whatever that is.
It sounds like then the Deshaun Watson struggles are much bigger than just he's not that good anymore.
You know, the other day, guys, the last game against the Raiders, he was okay. But they're paying him $230 guaranteed million dollars, gave up three number ones and other draft picks, and you didn't do all that for a guy to be okay. You know, he hasn't had a 300-yard passing game as a member of the Browns yet. He doesn't seem to instill a ton of confidence in his teammates. You know, the offense has been out of whack. They have a new offensive coordinator this year, Ken Dorsey, coming in, replacing Alex Van Pelt. Doesn't seem to have done very much. The Browns in four games, and I think this is the most telling stat. I mean, there are a lot of stats about this team. The most telling stat, they've played four games. They have scored 15, 16, 17, and 18 points. And we all know that it won't do it in the NFL.
Jeff Phelps with us here on Grant and Danny. I feel like this defense is good. It's a little, you know, because that's based on a couple of things. One, last year that defense was excellent, Jeff. But more importantly,
yeah,
this
really
year they've turned into pretty good homework, although it's been against a couple offenses that are pretty pedestrian. Where are they at now? How are they compared to last year in your mind? Every bit as good, almost as good. Give us a feel.
You know, the funny thing, guys, is that we thought it was going to be pretty good. And then we thought, all right, chance to get healthy. And they got shredded against Dallas. Then they played Jacksonville, gave up 13 points. Didn't play terribly defensively against the Giants. But then went up against a Raider team that was dead last in the NFL in rushing yards at 51 per game. And the Browns gave up 152 yards rushing against the Raiders. And I know the Commanders have done a great job of running the football. I would expect Kingsbury and Quinn to just look at that and think, yep, here we go. We're going to run the ball like crazy against these guys until they can stop it. They've had some injury issues. Miles Garrett is banged up. Miles is as good of a defensive player as there is in the NFL. He said he had a foot thing. Well, then a foot thing became a foot and a calf thing, and then a foot and a calf and a thigh thing, and then it became my entire leg. So he's out there playing, but he's not playing up to his capabilities because he's just dinged up. This team, there are a lot of injuries. And I think that's part of it, guys. But they've just not had the same maybe kind of fire that they had on the defensive side of the ball. Second year with Jim Schwartz, defensive coordinator, he came in last year, made them a really aggressive defense. And it was really good. They were number one in the NFL in fewest yards allowed, points allowed. They were kind of middle of the pack. But it was tough to gain yards against them. And this year, as the Raiders just showed, and you can get yards on this team, but they'll still be attacking, and you can be sure going up against Jaden Daniels, a rookie quarterback, they're going to be bringing it and trying to put some pressure on him and see how he handles it. And I would think, based on what we've seen out of four games, he's going to handle it pretty well. But the defense that was dominant last year, and I think that people in Cleveland, guys, were counting on to be the reason this team would be really good, so far it's been okay. And an okay defense with what they've had on offense is the reason you're 1-3 right now.
Jeff Phelps, 92.3, the Fan in Cleveland, scouting the Browns for us on Grant and Danny. Let's say we're looking back on Monday and Cleveland came in here and stunned Washington. How'd they do it?
Deshaun Watson threw for about 260 yards. More than one wide receiver stepped up and had a decent game. And the Browns, about 120 yards on the ground. How's that?
Amari, I don't think Cooper that's out of the realm of possibility against this defense,
you know,
honestly.
And I agree. But the problem is the Browns haven't been able to put a game like that together. You know, Nick Chubb is coming back from another really bad knee injury. It happened early last year against Pittsburgh. His window to practice is open, but he won't be playing. So they've got Jerome Ford, who had over 800 yards last year. Deontay Foreman, who I've always liked, but they don't use very much as their running backs. And this is a team, guys, that has always run the ball well and runs it pretty effectively per carry. But they're, last I looked, I think they were 29th or 30th in the NFL in fewest carries. And a lot of those have been Deshaun Watson. The last two games from Ford and Foreman, they've had only 12 and 14 carries. And this is a passing game that is one of the worst ranked passing games, yet I think they're top three, at the very least top four, last time I looked before the game last night, in pass attempts. So it hasn't made much sense to us. You run the ball better than most, but you're not running it. You don't pass it as well as most, but you're passing it like crazy. They're trying to figure some things out on offense and trying to make something really click for Deshaun Watson, guys. And so far it hasn't. And that was with Deshaun looking okay against the Raiders. Again, nobody in Cleveland is satisfied with okay. Neither is he. neither is the coaching staff, but it's kind of a nice step. He's had a couple of chances, and the last game against the Raiders was really tough. They were down by four, fourth quarter. They got the ball once. Jerome Ford fumbled with about 6-8 minutes to go. Then they got the ball with 6-something to go, and they had a 3-and-out. Then they got it with 3:10 to go. They moved it downfield, and on a fourth down, Watson didn't throw the ball. Instead, he took a sack. And they've had opportunities in the fourth quarter for a quarterback to do what he's getting paid to do, and it hasn't happened. So they really need to get a game together. They need what happened, not maybe to the extent of Kirk Cousins last night for the Falcons, where, boy, that offense has been struggling, and then, boom, it clicked. And the Browns haven't had one of those.
Jeff Phelps, 92.3 in Cleveland with us, breaking down the Cleveland Browns here on Grant and Danny. So, Jeff, to me, the thing that scares me the most, and everyone's going to be able to run on Washington, I think that's a thing, but, you know, James Conner ran wild last week, and they only gave up 14 points. In three of their four games, talking about Washington here, they've allowed number one wide receivers to just go nuts. Mike Evans went nuts, Malik Nabers went nuts, Jamar Chase went nuts. So, you know, Amari Cooper's pretty damn good. I think Judy's a nice 1A for most teams. I think that's where there's vulnerability. If, to kind of your point, Watson has his act together, what's the feeling about, you kind of mentioned it, they haven't thrown it great, but they're almost waiting, licking their chops for an opportunity maybe like this to have that breakout game.
And that might really be true. The interesting thing is Amari Cooper's in the last year of his contract, and he had a very, very mild hold out, hold in. You know, he was not happy with his contract, so he wasn't working out. And the Browns did not extend him. And they reached an agreement where he was given some bonus incentives. And that brought him back. But we thought it was kind of interesting, guys. He's 30. That's that magic number for a wide receiver, right? If you get to be 30, you never know. They chose not to invest long term. Whether that has had an impact on his play or not, we're not sure. But he's had an inconsistent go of it so far. Certainly you can blame some of that on the offensive line quarterback. But he's been inconsistent. He's had some drops that he typically doesn't have. He hit a ball last week, hit him, and a Raider flashed kind of in front of him. So I honestly could see how he might be able to say, and he never did, might be able to say, man, that thing, it messed up my vision for just a second, and I lost track of it. It bounced off his number on his chest, went straight up in the air. Raiders intercepted the ball and then took it downfield, touchdown on a short field, and got the lead in the game. And that was key. He did get behind the defense for an 82-yard touchdown, and that was brought back because of an offensive line penalty. So he's had some moments. Jerry Jeudy has looked okay at times and looks like a guy who could hurt a defense, but it's really hard to tell, guys. We're sitting here in Cleveland, and the thought is, okay, Can you make any real judgments with the offensive line so beat up? But if you can, well, then Deshaun's not playing well. But is that because of the offensive line? And are the receivers not getting open because they don't have time to get open because they're throwing the ball so short and not so quickly? Deshaun's hanging on to the ball too long, and they're not throwing the ball downfield at all. So it's a really strange combination. And until the offensive line in Cleveland gets straightened out a little bit, I think it's going to be really hard for anybody to make any real accurate judgments about what might be going wrong with that offense.
Jeff Phelps, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. We'll let you out on this. What's your prediction for Sunday?
I think the Browns are so due for a win, guys, I think they get one.
No
and
way.
Go with,
yeah, wow, how about that?
Honestly. How about 2017?
Okay. It was just that was an okie doke because he kind of told us the whole time that they stunk, but now you're picking them to win.
Just rope a doping over there, Jeff. I love it.
They're not as bad as they play, guys. That's the thing.
I agree with that.
And if they can just put it together a little bit, I mean, they could real easily be 3-1 right now. They got smoked by Dallas. Other than that, they should have beat the Giants and they should have beat the Raiders, I think. And I think they can give the Commanders a really good game, and I think it'll be a tight game. And if the Browns don't screw it up themselves, I think they can win it. But man, Jaden Daniels has been fun to watch, and I've always loved Terry McLaurin. So I'm glad that the Commanders are having a good time with their new quarterback.
It's been a blast here so far. Jeff, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you, and enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, Jeff.
Guys, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it. Great insight from Jeff Phelps, our sister station in Cleveland, 92.3 The Fan out there. How about the old shell game there?
That's a swerve. Yeah. I mean,
hey, they're stink. Their offensive line can't block anyone. They're injured. They've been terrible. Deshaun Watson's never thrown for 300. But they're going to win on Sunday.
That felt very Eric Bickle. Yeah, but they're due.
You know what that is? It's the video of that old guy who, like, turns around. He's like, somebody call the cops. You know? And then he's, like, pointing the gun at the guy, the little old man.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, there's a little quiet confidence that you can get when no one gives you a chance. And he's going, my guys aren't this bad. Your guys probably aren't that good. But yet everybody thinks Washington's going to beat Cleveland. That's where in this right. league you've got to have a healthy amount of respect for the opponent mm-hmm. and just a little bit of pause to say,
without question,
nobody knows anything, especially barely into October, four games in. None of us know anything. 10 days ago we thought the Commanders were awful. Now we all think they're going to potentially win the division. It changes like that.
For sure. And I do think it's a good case, by the way, to go, you're probably not as good as when the game was competitive 42-7 against an okay opponent. And for Cleveland, you're probably not as bad as 1-3 with an offense that can't even manage to get out of the huddle. You know what I mean? Like, there's a happy medium there. Things settled. Again, every good break doesn't always go your way. Sometimes the other team gets one, too. The fumble that goes out of bounds we would never think about. Well, it doesn't next time, and it's inbounds, and Cleveland's got it, or the tip pass, or a million things that could go wrong. So predicting a close game, which would then, you know, you make it a coin toss, then all of a sudden you're not really sure. So it's not an outrageous idea that Cleveland could play better than they have and Washington might regress a little bit. That's
but
not
do you
nuts.
Buy – it sounded like you did. He said the Browns are not as bad as their 1-3 record.
Yeah, I don't think they're a four-win team this year.
I don't either, but they are dead last of 32 teams in DVOA.
Yeah, like I don't
they
think they're the worst team
1-3.
In the league. That I guess I tend to agree with. But I don't think they're the worst team in the NFL, right? Like are they 32 out of 32 to you? They're not to me.
No, but in the same sense that I don't know that I would look at any team and say they're 32 out of 32, if that makes sense.
It does.
Like, New England isn't terrible. They might be the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
Carolina has won and given the Bengals a run the last 2 weeks. They're probably the worst team in the league. See what I'm saying?
I do see it.
Nobody
yeah.
is awful. Nobody Fine. Can't get out of their own way. Cleveland, to me, if you just – the whole league, to me, is about offense, moving the ball, scoring points. They cannot do that.
No, they can't do that. Or they haven't yet. Do they? Have they faced Washington's defense? And now all of a sudden they could have good numbers? I don't think that's the case. But would you be shocked if they have their best offensive day this year against Washington's
no,
defense?
No, of course not.
Not, right?
Richmond John just tweeted us, at Grant H. Paulson for me, at Funny Danny for Danny. He says, do theory. I feel really good about the Commanders' chances after that. That's what that was. He
yes,
did the
is.
Eric Bickle do theory
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, there's no better do theory there.
He basically spent 15 minutes telling us that the Browns are not good, and then he's like, but they're 1-3 and they're due for a win. So we'll say they get it. It's the old do theory thing. That's what this is. Grant and Danny on the Fan. You're looking at the video.
I am now, yeah.
Nate Elgin.
Our buddy Nate, yeah.
Go ahead. Tell everyone what happened.
So three times, Grant, and for some reason you still have the worst structure I've ever seen. I don't understand why you're not changing it. But we are elevating our computational devices so that the cameras in our faces are not, like, looking up and giving us 11,000 chins. And so what I've done is I've put two napkin holders horizontally along the table.
It was my original design, if I may.
Yeah. And
I agree.
And it's great, and it's fine, and there's no problem. And Grant was trying to teeter balance them vertically on this weird structure, and he kept, like, over-pushing on his screen, and it fell. Then the screen was still tilted back, and then it fell again. And then he tried to pick it up, and it bounced it off a couple times, and it fell a
the
third
video
time.
Of you watching it fall is hilarious. I'm going to tweet it out, actually. Yeah. So Danny sees it fall the first time.
Yeah.
Then I get it back, and then it falls again, and you
and
pull
like,
your
oh,
hands
oh,
back.
Oh, God.
For some reason, you're freaking out. Yeah, but I've got it now. What happened is Clary, who apparently, in addition to being a radio producer, is also capable of building major structures.
He's a scaffolding guy. He's a building engineer.
Engineer Clary got mm-hmm. me a third napkin holder, so now I've got a triangular base. So this computer, no matter what I do, can't fall now.
So I mean, A, I'll bet you'll test that.
We are in business.
B, if you just would go horizontal with the napkin holders, you'd be in such a good place.
Go to at Grant H. Paulson. You can see my computer falling and Danny freaking out if you want to check that out. Next, five NFL games of the weekend ranked the best on the slate for Sunday and Monday. You're listening to G&D on a Football Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Your local favorite football team finally has a bright future. It is time for you to plan yours. The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Condori and Murad, will help you do that. They'll get you squared away on a last will and testament or set up a trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. Get a discount. kmlawyers.com. My parents chatted with them. The in-laws are talking to them. I handled my own business, Danny. It's one of those things you got
to
do.
It is super important to do. And they make the, you know, the challenging, the slightly uncomfortable, as easy as it could possibly be. These guys are wonderful.
Getting to talk to some listeners today, which I always enjoy. Getting to hang out. Oot and a boot with a little Friday field trip. The G&D show today, live from Atlas Brew Works in Alexandria, Mandeville Lane. Stop by and check out 15 taps, dozens of TVs, delicious pizza, great wings. We will be here until... It's a football Friday. Let's spin you around the NFL with our five best games of the weekend. I think you got to start in the AFC. With the Bills and the Texans, these are two teams that both appear to have a chance to come out of the AFC when the dust settles, especially if the Chiefs are going to be more susceptible than in the past. Buffalo is 3-1. Houston is 4-1. Danny, the Bills beat Arizona, Miami, Jacksonville to start the season, lost to the Ravens. So not like it's been an arduous schedule for them yet. Meanwhile, the Texans, probably not the style point you're looking for either. They've beaten the Colts, the Bears, and the Jaguars. The only good team they've played beat them 34-7. That was the Vikings.
Yeah, so nobody's coming in feeling as strong as they possibly could be, right? You mentioned Houston got woodshedded by Minnesota, barely eked by Jacksonville this past week. So Jacksonville remained defeated. Buffalo got shellacked at Baltimore. So now all of a sudden you're going, all right, what are you? Well, you know, you had a nice start. That's adorable. If you're a contender, these are the kind of games you go step up and you beat a quality opponent. Both these teams are good. No referendum here that, or nothing's going to change that. Whoever wins or loses, they're both going to be competitive in the AFC. But nice little bragging rights game. Buffalo point and a half dog on the road. So basically a pick 'em game right there. I don't have a great feel for it, but I know I will be entertained.
I think the Texans win at home.
I think the Bills win on the road.
Okay.
There you have it. There's our disagreement.
I still like the Bills to win the division, but speaking of their top contender in the AFC East, the New York Jets, they're playing the morning Sunday game in London, by the way. Can we clap it up for 9:30 a.m. football, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah. Eggs, bacon, breakfast, just the way Danny likes it.
Let's separate our hands and put them right down in our laps. It's the worst thing in the world. Stop doing this, please. Stop making it so that I get in fights. Stop ruining everything. That's kid time. That is not supposed to be the time. You always have weird, dumb results in stadiums that shouldn't have football games. 1-4-8. You've got something perfect. Stop ruining it. Thank you.
Four windows on Sunday starting at 9:30 a.m. That game will end just as the 1 o'clock kicks are getting started.
In all sincerity, I'm not trying to do a bit. Is it on some dumb app? Like you can only stream, but if you're on Yahoo/Outlook or something?
I do not believe so. I believe this is a CBS
just TV
game.
Good.
Jets and Vikings. Minnesota trying to get to 5-0. This is the Sam Darnold storyline, the redemption arc.
Big one.
They have beaten the Giants, Niners, Texans, and Packers. By the way, that's a quality schedule. I don't want to say murderer's row, but San Francisco Super Bowl contender.
Yes.
Houston Super Bowl contender. Green Bay playoff caliber team. Three quality wins to get to 4-0. The schedule will lighten up eventually. Darnold's been balling. He's an MVP candidate. Other side of the ledger for the Jets, they lost to the Broncos in embarrassing fashion in their last game in the rain, 10-9. You've got a little trouble in paradise between Robert Saleh and Aaron Rodgers. Saleh's calling out his snap count. Rodgers is saying he needs to hold people accountable. This feels like a really big game for the Jets.
It is 100% a big game for the Jets. And some idiot, you know him really well, he's handsome and loves pickleball, said the reason Minnesota's not going to have that great of a season and they would finish third in the division is because their schedule was tough. Well, they countered that by winning all those games. By beating San Fran, destroying Houston, beating Green Bay, I thought the Jets would be a lot better. I thought, and then they played Detroit out of the bye week. I thought they might be 1-4, maybe 2-3 at best, kind of limping along. Wrong. They've been outstanding to this point. They, you know, have some room to flounder a little bit. The Jets don't. The Jets, as you said, trouble in paradise. They need this game. They need to start playing well at some point.
Grant and Danny taking a deep dive into Week 5 NFL and the Sunday slate. Our third favorite game of this weekend. How about the Ravens and the Bengals in the AFC North? Baltimore's 2-2 at Cincinnati 1-3. Bengals have to have it. Here's the problem with letting that Washington game get away from you, losing to the Chiefs by a point, getting upset by the Patriots. You don't really have the wiggle room
anymore. There's no wiggle
to drop a game like this to Baltimore. Their only win this past week by 10 over the Andy Dalton-led Panthers was actually a good game, 34-24. But after the Ravens, things get a little lighter for Cincinnati. You've got the Giants, the Browns, the Raiders on the schedule ahead. So if they could win this game, let's go have a season if you're a Bengals fan. But if they don't, it's probably over before it starts. Meanwhile, the Ravens are 2-2. By way of DVOA, I think I saw this from Aaron Schatz. They're the second best 2-2 team in history in terms of like their overall value.
Yep.
But they lost to the Chiefs in week one in the tight game, and then the Raiders stunned them coming back from down 10 in the fourth quarter. Back-to-back wins over the Cowboys and the Bills. It feels like Baltimore's getting it going.
Yeah, I think the Ravens are good. Now, they were pretty darn good. If you look at that one game that they lost to the Raiders, right? They were dominating that game. They were the better team, and then somehow let it get away from them, which made no sense to me. That's their bad hiccup loss. They always seem to be good for one or two of those.
Davante Adams is in the news, so I just want to crowbar this in really quick.
Uh-huh.
The fourth quarter of that Raiders-Ravens game, if you watched it, was as good a quarter from a receiver as I've seen all year. A couple people are throwing out there that Davante Adams is washed and doesn't have it anymore. Rewatch the fourth quarter of that game. Now, I'm not going to tell you he's not a pain in the butt or that I would want him, but he can still play. He dominated and took over the game and won that game for the Raiders in the fourth quarter.
That's a good point. He's a baller. So the Ravens dropped the game they should not have dropped. They always do that, and now you look up and you'll go, oh, man, is this different now? They're missing so many guys. They keep on rolling. They showed you who they are this past week by beating the hell out of Buffalo. I like them, even though it's on the road at Cincinnati. I think defensively they're very good. And they, you know, with Derrick Henry rolling, I think Cincinnati won't be able to stop them.
Cowboys Steelers is going to be number four on the list. This is a primetime game, Sunday night football, 8:20 East time kick in D.C. This is in Pittsburgh. Cowboys on the road trying to avoid what would be a third loss in four games. Their only win since week one was that squeaker over the Giants they easily could have lost this past week on Monday Night Football. So you think about it this way. I got the Steelers defense playing well enough to hang. This is basically a can Justin Fields make enough plays game for Pittsburgh. Can the Cowboys do anything outside of throwing the ball to CeeDee Lamb? The Steelers won their first three games, squeakers over the Falcons and Broncos. Then they beat up on the Chargers in a game where Justin Herbert left the game with injury. They lost a game they shouldn't have to the Colts this past week. They're sitting at 3-1. They're in decent shape regardless, but this would be a signature win for them. And if they win this game, I would say Fields is going to be their starter, and Wilson's not getting a shot.
I think that's pretty safe to say. I'd also say that Dallas's injury report reads like Crime and Punishment. It's a novel. There are a lot of guys. They're banged up. Some are going to go. Some are not. So they are vulnerable here, and Pittsburgh can thump. And Pittsburgh's defense is good enough to cause some havoc. It's your turnover or two. I don't know if they're good enough to shut down CeeDee Lamb, but you would say they're good enough to have some impact there and harass Dak Prescott. I'm not afraid of Dallas's running game at all, and Pittsburgh's going to try to play bully ball and win 13-12. I think they can.
One more note on the Steelers' quarterback situation. Mike Tomlin was asked again this week, is there a path to Justin Fields becoming the starter and Russell Wilson's health not really mattering? And Tomlin said, yes, we're not there yet, but yes, that could happen. And they said, well, how do we get there? And he basically said, Justin Fields wins. Justin Fields plays well. I don't know which one's more important. I guess both of them. And if he plays badly in a win, then maybe you stick with him anyway. But we're certainly trending toward Justin Fields just being the quarterback of the Steelers, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth and final of our five favorite games of the weekend on Grant and Danny. Why don't we go to the Saints and the Chiefs? This looks like a fun little matchup between Kansas City and New Orleans in primetime. This is slated for a home game for Kansas City. They're trying to get to 5-0. You already know they're trying to win a third straight Super Bowl. Nobody's ever done that. It's odd because there's nothing right now that they're doing that looks special.
Right.
They're not scary. Kelce has gotten old. He's not the weapon he once was. Rashee Rice is hurt. They don't really have receivers who are potent in any way. Patrick Mahomes is off to his slowest start in terms of turnovers in his career. And yet you look up, and they have four wins, and they've beaten good teams. The Chiefs, the Bengals, the Falcons, most recently in the division, coming back from down 10-0 to beat the Chargers. All they do is win. They're inevitable. I don't understand it.
Yeah, they're so well coached. They know exactly who they are, right? They plug guys in to do just enough, and you count on Pat Mahomes to make a couple miracle plays. His numbers have been pedestrian. It looks like a middling late round fantasy quarterback type stuff, where he's third in the league in interceptions. That's not what we're used to. As you said, they're depleted now, right? No Pacheco, no Rashee Rice. It's going to have to be other guys, stepping up as they can. I don't know if they can, though. They're going to win games with defense, kind of ground and pound, a little bit of creativity here and there. New Orleans, after their 45 points per game start through a couple of weeks, has certainly cooled off lately, dropping their last two. So this is a great test for them to catch, a vulnerable Kansas City Chiefs team. They won't be vulnerable in December and January because they're the Chiefs and it's what they do. They're vulnerable now, and if New Orleans wants to get back on track and kind of keep pace with the Tampas and Atlantas, you better get going.
Saints Chiefs Monday Night Football. So there's your top five games. Bills Texans in the AFC, little cross conference London kick. Vikings Jets in the morning. Ravens Bengals in the AFC North. Cowboys Steelers, another fun matchup you don't see very often. And then the Saints and the Chiefs. I like the flavor of NFC versus AFC this weekend. Also, nobody cares about this but me, and Danny definitely doesn't care about this.
Oh, nice. Here we go.
This is a really good jersey matchup weekend. Like, I always love when the juxtaposition of colors and jerseys is aesthetically pleasing on TV. I think we're going to have a lot of good uniform matchups this weekend.
That's something I was actually not thinking about at all.
Yeah. I knew you wouldn't be.
Yeah, like, it literally never occurred to me even for a second. So that's interesting that you, I don't know. I didn't have a close there. There's no close.
You started, but you had nothing.
Yeah, because there was nothing really to say. Where it's like, I didn't think about that, and we'll continue to not. Back to you.
It's a football Friday. The Commanders are 3-1 on the field. How are you winning off the field? We're at Atlas Brewworks eating pizza, so that's an off-field victory. But how about you? What little things going right in your day? Hopefully you're in a good mood like we are, getting ready for the Commanders and the Browns. Let's hear from you on what has made you smile today that nobody else would care about. Don't do it for us. Do it for the Goose. Bruce Allen, 800-636-1067. Next on Grant and Danny. If the Commanders keep this up, we might have to turn one of these Fridays into a winning on the field segment.
Wow.
But that's a few weeks down the road. It's been a while since we thought about doing that. It is time to figure out how you are winning off the field. As we welcome you back on Grant and Danny for our daily double play, driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today. The double play is winning off the field. This is something very tiny that only you would care about, that nobody else would understand, that made you smile. Something like the fact that in lieu of going to the office today, we came out to Atlas Brew Works, where we're eating pizza and high-fiving Commanders fans about a fast start on the football field. Therefore, we are
winning off the field.
I would add, I got to play some pickleball this morning at the Homestead, which was great, which was fantastic, but that's not even it. I was hungry as soon as I was done, so I came inside. I thought these were all gone, but they weren't. There was one left. Trader Joe's has their seasonal pumpkin bagels that are just terrific. It takes the cinnamon raisin bagel, does like kind of a suplex, a DDT, the people's elbow, think of any other, the Hulk Hogan's leg drop, everything in its prime, and buries it. And I got to eat one. It was the last one, but I got it. Therefore, I am
winning off the field.
Thank you, Goose. I'll throw in one more, if you don't mind, Danny, before we get to the phones.
I think I'll allow it. Yep.
My favorite football team plays on Sunday. I will be at the game. I'm going to tailgate before the game with the wife and her tailgate group. She gets to go to about half the games now, season ticket holder, because of the kids,
sure,
the babysitting
yeah,
situation. White. My mom's kind enough to come up watch the kids, so the wife's going to go. That having been said, I'm going to go to a tailgate where everyone's going to be in a good mood and where it's possible that said tailgate is not going to be the highlight of the day.
Oh.
Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Let's go to the phones. Herb is in Waldorf to get things started for us on Grant and Danny. How are you, Herb?
What's going on, fellas? For starters, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. So for starters, today is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
But that I feel like that's too big of a winning off the field moment. So
that's
with
right.
That being
yep.
said, mm-hmm. I went to the movies. Took my son out of school early to go ahead and see the Transformers movie, and started off great movie. I think Brian Tyree Hill playing Megatron was awesome. But when I went in there, I happened to get some free popcorn. And right afterwards, Crumble Cookie gives you the, free cookies for your birthday. So, therefore, I doubled up and got free stuff on my birthday, and I am
winning off the field.
There it is.
Two takeaways there. Number one, they're still making Transformers movies. And that is a massive development.
They're never going to stop. This one's animated.
Someone needs to stop them.
It's called so you have all the original voice cast, like, you know, Peter Cullen is the guy that plays Optimus Prime, like with the beautiful, awesome, deep voice, right? They're like, no, let's have Chris Hemsworth do it. What? Wait, I love Chris Hemsworth. But what are we doing? And they changed the voices, and now they're friends. from before. This is like old school Cybertron. I'm not sure what they're doing. They're never going
to
stop.
I am old enough to remember the original Transformers movie when Megan Fox looked about as good in that movie as anybody's any looked
what
in ever
great
movie.
Actress in terms of acting ability
yeah,
and acting.
She was good. In fact, I remember you and me and Darius talking about that movie, that Transformers
yeah.
movie, and
right.
we said, Ryan, how good does Megan Fox look in that movie? And you said, guys, I'm above that. I don't do that.
I only make eye contact, and she's a great actress. Why aren't you talking about Shia LaBeouf the same way?
And that's the kind
said.
Of guy Ryan Clary is.
That's what he said. Not
and
interesting.
We get to work with Ryan every day,
yeah.
and he's that kind of guy. Therefore, we are.
Mm-hmm. Winning off the field.
Let's go to Greg, who's in Winchester on line two.
Coming to like cats, Greg.
Greg, what's up?
Hey, boys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Last weekend, I had a whole bunch of yard work to do, trimming and mm-hmm. cutting and planting
yep.
and moving
yep.
dirt, a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I was able to get all that work done, and I did not puncture my skin. I did not
Attaboy.
Pull my groin, and I was not killed by any space rocks of death. Therefore, I am.
Winning yeah. off the field.
Greg understood the assignment.
That's how you play, Greg.
How does anyone do yard work and not afterwards take a shower where something burns? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like when you're pulling you're picking up leaves, you're putting together something, you're pulling weeds, something's getting cut, something's getting scratched,
yeah.
it's the pits.
Yeah, it blisters best case, like raw chafed skin elsewhere. Those weird itchy, like barely touched you blades of grass, now you feel the echoes even after you shower. Always so miserable. And you got none of that?
Unexplained scratches.
The unexplained scratches.
You're just
scratch.
Like looking at your leg. You're like, I don't remember drawing blood there.
Did the twig get me somehow on a ricochet?
Let's go to Ernest in West Virginia. I loved when you went to camp. Hello, Ernest.
Hey, how you doing, guys? It seems like a trend. Waldorf, Winchester, West Virginia, WWW. My last
That's
name
right.
is William. But anyway, real quick. Was trying to get something to eat. Didn't want to spend a lot of money, less than $10, stopped at Burger King, get two cheeseburgers and an order of onion rings, and then I go to my favorite spot to eat, look at it, started eating that cheeseburger, had, instead of two cheeseburgers, two bacon cheeseburgers, looked at my receipt and said, wow, they still charge you just for the bacon, just for the cheeseburger. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
My guy got two bacon cheeseburgers and onion rings.
If I could take an example of what this segment is and what it's about, that's it. Free bacon. Probably 59 cents worth of bacon.
But bacon.
But free bacon on his cheeseburger.
You ever eaten bacon before?
Sure have.
You ever smelled bacon before?
I sure have.
I actually met someone about a week ago. We were talking about bacon. Who said they prefer their bacon undercooked to overcooked. Like that rubbery kind of bacon to crispy.
Oh, come on.
And you know at that moment you never have to talk to this person again.
they told you right away, you don't trust me.
It's like a disqualifying amount of information.
Listen, don't listen to my opinion anymore.
In fact, young people, if you're going on your first date tonight, Friday night or tomorrow, Saturday, your first date.
Like to a place like Colony Grove, for example.
Anywhere you want to go on your first date.
Yeah.
You sit down at the table. You look across that table mm-hmm. to this prospect and you ask, how do you like your bacon? If they don't say crispy, get up and leave. It just can't work out. There's no path forward for you. Let's go to Ben in Hyattsville on Grant and Danny. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, guys. I want to get to my day real quick, but I also was calling to ask for an example of some color matchups that were not so great. But so today, instead of going into the office, I played golf, and while I was playing golf, somebody else was cleaning up my front yard. So, therefore, I was
winning off the field.
Sorry about that.
Somebody else taking care of the yard.
Yeah.
So, you want an example or you're giving me an example of a bad color matchup?
I think he wants an example.
An example of a bad color game would be Bengals-Browns, where it's like a lot of orange. It's two very similar. You're looking for a juxtaposition. A great one would be the beauty of the Chargers, let's say, that powder blue uniform, that kind of gear.
Okay.
With, like, the throwback Falcons red helmets. Or I think last week, Chargers-Chiefs was a really good jersey matchup.
So you don't want Niners-Cardinals. You're out on that.
It's not very good,
so much red.
You're looking for a stark contrast,
okay.
but also, in addition to the Tony Stark contrast, you would prefer beautiful colors. So, like, Carolina Panthers have an aesthetically excellent uniform.
Okay.
Them against, say, like a throwback, maybe 49ers jersey would be a sexy matchup.
But you wouldn't want Panthers Cowboys. That's a lot of blue, a lot of white.
Yeah.
In that mixture.
And you said
I think
Cowboys.
I'm seeing it. Yeah. No, I'm seeing what you're saying now. I mean, I still don't care at all, but I see what you're saying.
It's a good round. We could keep going. The phones are hot, but we've got things to get to, including a Beltway Blitz, and somebody's about to win Caps tickets. We've got tickets to the home opener a week from Saturday, only here on Grant and Danny this week. One final pair to give out as soon as we return on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.